This is Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, episode 25. Let's rock.
Welcome to Insurance Marketing with John Carroll, your resource for marketing ideas, sales tips, and business strategies that help agents like you survive and thrive. And now your host, John Carroll.
Hello and welcome to another awesome, exciting, adventurous episode of Insurance Marketing with John Carroll. I am John Carroll. I'm your host. And this is the show that's all about insurance marketing. I've actually heard somebody say the other day that this was the most freaking awesome show podcast on iTunes. Now, I should probably mention that was my mom that said that, but even still, it meant something to me. And this is episode number 25, which if you were going to add up all these episodes and give me a penny, that actually means that I would be the proud owner of a quarter right now, which I would probably go out and spend on a gumball. So I hope you're enjoying these because I try to have some fun putting them together. Today's episode is the second of a two-part series about video marketing for insurance agents. In the last episode, if you missed it, you should go back and check it out. But I ran through 14 ideas of things that you can do to market your agency using video. And in this episode, I'm going to go through, I guess I got 31 total, so 31 minus 14 should be, what, 16, 17? It doesn't matter. I'll just go through. I'll tell you what they are. So, but before I break into the new ones, I just want to review the list of the first 14 so that if you hear anything you're interested in, you'll have an idea of what I talked about in that last episode. So the first 14 that I talked about last time were, number one, giving recording client testimonials. Number two, recording an agent mission statement. Number three, recording a seminar that you deliver for some other purpose, for some other reason. Number four was creating personalized videos for prospects when you're sending out quotes. Number five is videos for your frequently asked questions. Number six is basically just some tips on how to use, how to get more search engine optimization benefit out of your YouTube videos. Number seven is to interview local business owners. Number eight is to create tutorial screencasts, which is where you would walk people through how to do something on the internet. Number nine is to use a website service called Fiverr.com, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, which is an awesome way to get really cheap and sometimes really good quality video content. Number 10 is to become a reporter and use your video if there's like a major catastrophe or something going on in your local community. Number 11 is to do interviews of your clients after they've had claims that you can use as a sales tool for prospects. Number 12 is to create a welcome aboard video, something where, I don't want to go into it. If you want to learn more, you got to go watch that, listen to that former episode. Number 13 is a sales video for prospects. And number 14 is to create a funny skit about insurance. Those are all the ones that I ran through in the last episode. This time I'm going to go through 15, 16, 17 more. So the first one is number 15. And this is a year in review slideshow video. As I'm recording this, today is July 30th. And I don't know when you're listening to this. It might be weird to create a year-in-review slideshow video, but if you happen to be listening to this 100 years into the future, and it's 2114, and it's in December, and you're looking for something to create, you know, you can create a really easy slideshow video using, probably the video software that came in your computer. You throw like a little music onto it, and you just take pictures that you took throughout the year. A great way to get those pictures is you can just go back through your Facebook page. Hopefully, through your Facebook page from January to December, you've got a good amount of pictures of different events you went to, things that happened in your agency, stuff with your clients, that kind of stuff. So, like a little slideshow video that's just still images going from one to the next is really easy to make. And it's actually a really cool way to kind of show your clients, show your staff, show anybody who's interested what you've done over the past year. And it's fun. Number 16 is to create a safety education video. So this is something where, you know, I don't really have any great ideas off the top of my head, but, you know, anything. Like, you could do a video about, you know, some of the common problems with fire detectors, how to replace the batteries. I don't know, whatever it is. But, you know, actually, if you go out to the Underwriter Laboratories, YouTube channel. Underwriter Laboratories, they're kind of like this company that does ratings for different products to make sure that, like, they're fire safe and that kind of thing. And if you go out to their YouTube channel, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, which you can get to, by the way, by going to insurancesplash.com/25, the number 25. That'll take you out to the show notes. But I'll put a link to their YouTube channel where you can see, like, they have all kinds of videos like, oh, this is a child's safety pool, and this is how, you know, just junk like that. But, you know, you could probably take their exact stuff. Don't tell them I said this, but you could probably take their exact stuff and just copy it and just, you know, say the same stuff. But when you share that on YouTube, instead of coming from, you know, some company, it's actually coming from people's agents. And if you share that with your clients, it's something that is really going to show you as this safety expert who really gives a hoot about your clients. So, safety education videos, that was number 16. Number 17, local resident interviews. This isn't really so much an insurance play as much as it's just about ensconcing and embracing your local community. And the idea here is, like, go to a community event or, like, a local restaurant or something and just go around and talk to people. The neat thing about this is, you know, you could create something like this, and if you throw it up on YouTube, you know, people who are thinking about moving into your town, they might actually see a video like this. You know, it's just kind of like a meet the people of East Bumblewood, Minnesota. Whatever. I don't, is that a place? If you're in East Bumblewood, Minnesota, would you shoot me an email so I can find out? So, you know, really it's just an idea of getting your local community engaged, putting them on the internet. And that's the kind of thing that people are going to share. And, you know, underneath that video, if they share it, there's going to be, you know, a link to your website or whatever. But it's really just, you know, really embracing that advantage that you have over Progressive, over Geico, that you are right there in the local community and you can shake people's hands. So put that on display with video. Number 18, this one is awesome. I would not be able to do it because the only foreign language I can barely speak is French. Despite the fact that I took 5 years of studying, I really don't know anything there. But if you can speak a foreign language, you have a huge advantage on the internet where you could go on and you could just record things. It could be simple stuff like, here's what collision insurance is. But if you recorded that in a language, I mean, even in Spanish would be great. But, you know, if you spoke some language that not many people spoke, you know, there's a good possibility you could be the insurance guy on YouTube who's talking about these concepts, these American insurance concepts, or I suppose wherever you're located, but in a foreign language, you would be really unique. I can't do that. But if you can, that would be a great way to put one of your most important strengths on display. And, you know, I mean, once you get it out there on YouTube, people can see it from all over the place. You know, you could be pulling in clients from all over your state or all over the country, wherever you might be licensed. That was number 18, foreign language explanations of insurance. Number 19 is an explanation of the claims process. Now, this is kind of a simple video for that you would create, and you would send this to your clients anytime that they reported a claim. And the cool thing here is that it gives you an opportunity to really shine as the agent in the time that your clients are the most in need. And it's a little bit tough because you're sitting here thinking, well, creating a video about claims, like, that's going to be tough. It's going to take a lot of work. But the thing is that once you do it once and you send that out to clients, it is going to knock their socks off every single time they have a claim. And they're going to talk about it. And they're going to feel more comfortable with their claim. Now, I used to be an insurance claim adjuster. This was a long time ago in a whole different life of mine. But one thing I can tell you is that when I worked with people who, insureds who, you know, their agent was heavily involved in the claim process, the agent may not have been that helpful, but the simple fact that they gave that impression that they were helpful, it really made a big difference in the customer's comfort with the entire process. So, you know, if you just made like a 60-second video, hey, here's what's going to happen, here's what to expect, here's what you need to do, you know, and if you have any problems, you need to contact us. And the thing that I forgot, and this is the very first thing that you should say, is I am so, so sorry about what happened, but we're going to do our absolute best to get you back where you were. That might not be 100% possible, but we're going to do our best. So basically, I'm just saying, like, make sure you start with that care and concern, because when people have claims, that's like the most important thing. They just want to know that you care. And I know you probably don't, because you deal with this every single day, but you have to show that you have to show that you feel. And if you do it once on video, then you won't have to do all that acting with every different phone call. 19, that was 19, claims process explanation. Number 20, take any kind of PowerPoint presentation that you've created in the past, like for a seminar or anything, you know, I don't know. I actually think that agents should try as much as possible to use PowerPoint presentations for their sales conversations. You know, you can use a service like Join Me, and you can get people, even if they're over the phone, they can, you know, tune in with you. And when they have something to look at, it just makes your points that much more powerful. But, you know, if you have any kind of PowerPoint presentations that are applicable to customers, you know, you can record those on a video and put your voice over the top of them, and boom, there, you've got a video. And, you know, if it's something that's applicable to people in certain situations, you can email it to your customers at the right time. I mean, there's a lot of ways you could use that. So if you've already got the presentation created, turn it into a video. Number 21, a staff member interview. Now, don't let me scare you. I don't want to scare you off too quickly with this one, because it doesn't have to be that complicated. A staff member interview does not mean that you have to sit there like, who's that guy that does those, James? You know that guy that does Inside the Actor's Studio, and he has like this really big stack of cards, and he asks all these questions? Like, it doesn't have to be like that. You could just ask one question to your staff member. You could say, hey, what's your favorite part about insurance? Or you could say, what do you like about this insurance agency? Or whatever it is, I don't know. Just ask them one question, take their answer, and use that video. Throw it up on YouTube, use it on Facebook. You know, or of course, you could go in depth and you could interview them for 20 minutes if you want to. I don't know who's gonna, maybe people will watch it. I don't know. Make it fun. That was number 21. Number 22 is to create a slideshow of some of your favorite clients. So this is kind of this is actually a really cool thing. Like, if you take pictures of your clients and you have, say, 30, 40, 50 different pictures of clients, you could take them, throw them together into a into a slideshow video. You could put some music on it. And this is something that you could put on your website. You could use this in a lot of different ways. And the great thing about it is that there's a lot of different values. Number one value is that people are going to really like the fact that you created some video that they're involved in. Now, of course, they might not. But I'm talking about, these are your favorite, fun-loving customers. These aren't the people that hate your guts, right? So, you know, you got a bunch of different pictures and you put them together with some kind of like music that says, you know, you appreciate them, whatever. I don't know. But they're going to love that. And if you can get that out on Facebook, you might have some trouble with copyrights if you're putting music on there, which I'm actually aware of. I had that problem just earlier today. Facebook. But anyways, So, you know, that's something that people might share on Facebook because they're actually included in it. They're definitely going to retain with your agency if you make some kind of a video that has their picture in it. But thirdly, it's a good use of social proof to other potential people who are coming into your agency. If they can see all these pictures of all these different people that that are your customers, your happy customers, every single person that they see in that video, it's more social proof. Hey, there's another person that places their trust in our agency. There's another person. There's another person. There's another person. All these people place their trust in our agency. Therefore, you can't go wrong if you come on board with us. So that was number 22, a little music video slideshow of your favorite clients. You know what? You could play that in your waiting room if you got like a TV or something. I guess you could probably do that with a lot of these ideas. Number 23 is to create a personal rant video. You know, sometimes when you show a little bit of a human side, people like that. And if there's something that makes you really angry, go on YouTube and say it. You know, there's this video that I it really makes me laugh. It's this guy, and I'm not sure where he's from, but he has kind of a southern accent. And it's this YouTube video, and it's this guy, and he seems like a really cool character. And he's kind of just, it's just him talking into the video, and he says, you know, something to the effect of, I sent you the paperwork, and it's been 3 weeks, and you still haven't sent it back. What is the problem, you dummy? And the thing is, he's just so straight faced, and it's so like right into the camera, and he's got that, you know, you dummy, you know, and it just really cracks me up. So, you know, if there's something that makes you angry, throw it out there on YouTube. And you know, this idea just popped into my head while I'm talking, but you know, sometimes your clients have things that make them really angry. And if this is something that makes you angry too, and you make a little video of your rant about it, well, when a client reaches out to you and they're frustrated, if you share that video with them, it's going to say, hey, listen, of course you're frustrated. We're just as frustrated as you are about this billing issue or, you know, whatever it might be. Of course, you don't want to make your carriers look bad or yourself look bad or anything like that. But it might be a way that you can say, hey, listen, I agree with you. And, you know, this isn't right. So that was number 23, a personal rant video. Number 24, if you work with any carriers that are using those vehicle monitoring devices, those are those things that plug into the OB3, OB2, I don't know what it is, but that little thing under the dashboard where some carriers now are plugging in these little devices which will monitor how you drive, you know, go out to your car and just do a little video. Here's how you install it. And I think for the most part, you just plug the darn thing in. So it shouldn't be that long of a video. It should be that complicated. But, you know, it'd be a great touch for any of your clients who are using one of those if you sent them this video where it's John the agent or Jerry the producer, and they're just sitting there and they're just showing, here's what you do. You take it out of the box, you plug it in, and boom, that's how it works. That was number 24. Creating a demonstration of any kind of insurance products like these OBD 2, 3, port, whatever those things are called. That was number 24. Number 25 is to create a little testimonial as the agent or the producer, why I sell for, and then either the name of the agency or maybe if you're a captive carrier, the name of the carrier that you sell for. This is a really cool, it's just another way to create content, but it's a great way for you to get people's attention and explain to them why the carrier that you sell for really is different from those other ones. And if it's true or not, I have to have my doubts because I kind of feel like they're all kind of the same, but I do think that the agency is what separates them. But, you know, creating a video, here's why I've sold for State Farm for the last 30 years, and, you know, this is why I believe in it, that's going to really mean something to people. People really want to see that the person who's selling them something truly believes in it, and that they're not just trying to push it on them. So that was number 25, create a why I sell for ABC Insurance testimonial. Number 26, create a completely non-insurance related video. I don't even know what this is about, but if you were to go out to YouTube and you see something on YouTube and it's cool, like whatever. I mean, you know, there used to be this thing. It's not really that cool anymore, although maybe it would almost be cool again now to do it, but like there was this thing called like the Harlem Shake, and it was like this music video, and it was just goofy thing. I don't know. I'll put some links to some Harlem Shake videos in the results, but in the in the show notes. But the point here is just, you know, you don't have to do anything that's totally related to insurance. Just do whatever you think is funny or entertaining or interesting. Make it fun. That was number 26. Make a video that's not related to insurance. Number 27. I don't know that anybody's going to allow you to do this, but you could use Skype or you could use a Google Hangout and do an interview with an insurance claim adjuster. This is something that, you know, there'd have to be approval, you know, but you could certainly propose this. And if you're going to do that, they're going to be hypersensitive, the claims people, about doing anything like that that's recorded permanently. So they might require that, you know, there's a pre-created script, or at least they know the questions beforehand, or, you know, maybe keep it really generic. I don't really know. But if you could get some claim adjusters on the phone, it would bridge that connection, and it would say, hey, this insurance agent, he's not just selling the policies. He has a very tight, close connection with the claims people. And, you know, ultimately, that's what we're selling, right? We're selling that claim service promise. So that was number 27. Try to get the claim adjusters or somebody from that department to do like an online, video chat type thing. And you can record it and share it on YouTube. Number 28. This isn't about you creating a video. It's about your clients creating a video. You know, you could have a contest, maybe use your Facebook page and ask people to use their phones or their webcam on their camera just to record something. You know, it could be something like your favorite knock-knock joke. And knock-knock jokes are good because they're so cheesy, but, you know, sometimes they're still funny. And sometimes the cheesiness is funny. I don't know. So, you know, create a contest where you have your clients create a video. And, you know, if you can get people engaged, out on Facebook or however else you might do it. Probably Facebook is where that would have to happen. You know, it could be a really cool thing. And I'll do a link to a company called OfferPop in the show notes. And that's a company that I've used in the past to create video contests on agents' Facebook pages. So I know that there's some other ones, but that's the one that I've used and I've had success with it. Number 29 is to... it's kind of just a caveat to all this, but the idea here is to use your iPad. If you have an iPad or the agency has an iPad, you know, all this discussion about videos and, you know, one thing that we didn't really talk about is really how do you give the video, you know, how do you get the videos to the clients? And, you know, any of these kind of videos that are, you know, testimonials or the agent's message or why I sell for it. These are all things that if you wanted to, if you had your iPad right there on your desk, you could pull out your iPad and you could click play and you could show it for somebody who's sitting right in front of you. You know, it's just it's really just a way to get that, you know, message across. Like I said before, you could also play it, you know, if you have a video monitor in your waiting room, or you know, you can email people the links. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can get this video in front of people. Number 30 is to create an office blooper video. This is kind of like a caveat to any of these other ones that you're doing. Chances are you record anything, you're going to have some mess ups. And if you create a little video of all your mess ups, that is, it's always funny. I mean, it doesn't have to be sometimes you see like those bloopers of the celebrities. And the blooper videos are like funnier than the actual movie was. And, you know, so if you got any funny gag reels, you know, it's real easy. You just throw them together, you know, with some quick cuts. Every time there's a mistake, just a quick cut, lots of laughing, that kind of stuff. It's funny. And it shows a human side of you. Which brings me to number 31, the final of these 31 video marketing ideas. Number 31 is just don't be afraid. Go out there, create something silly, create something stupid. You know, I just created something earlier this morning that was silly and stupid, and I'm going to post it on my Facebook page in a couple hours. You know, be human. People see enough of that professional, crisp, Everything's so perfect. They see enough of that on TV. What people really want to see, especially on social media, is they just want to see that you're a real person. They want to see that you're somebody that they can trust, and it doesn't have to be perfect. The less perfect it is, the more human, the more endearing, the more trustworthy you actually are. So don't be afraid. Pick one of these ideas. I gave you 30 of them. Give it a shot. You've got a phone that probably records video. You have everything you need. Give it a shot and have some fun with it. You'll never find out if you don't give it a try. So that was my entire list of video marketing ideas. So I'm going to wrap things up here. I just want to remind you that any of the external online resources I mentioned will be in the show notes, which you can access by going to insurancesplash.com/25. Forgot what I was going to say. I guess it was just the show notes thing. I guess that's it. Yeah, you know, and by the way, before I let you go, I should probably mention every now and then that, you know, the way that we make money at Insurance Splash is we do marketing for insurance agents. So, you know, the podcasts, you know, aren't even worth a quarter, like I said before. But if you have any marketing needs in your agency or you know anybody that does, please don't hesitate to reach out. Even if it's just a conversation, I might be able to help you. So that's all I got for today. This is what I wanted to say. If you got a great idea or you just like this podcast or you think it's stupid or whatever, I would absolutely love it if you went out to iTunes and you made a 5-star review and you know, you just said something. I pay attention to every single one of those to reach out. Even if it's just a conversation, I might be able to help you. So that's all I got for today. This is what I wanted to say. If you got a great idea or you just like this podcast or you think it's stupid or whatever, I would absolutely love it if you went out to iTunes and you made a 5-star review and you know, you just said something. I pay attention to every single one of those to reach out. Even if it's just a conversation, I might be able to help you. So that's all I got for today. This is what I wanted to say. If you got a great idea or you just like this podcast or you think it's stupid or whatever, I would absolutely love it if you went out to iTunes and you made a 5-star review and you know, you just said something. I pay attention to every single one of those to reach out. Even if it's just a conversation, I might be able to help you. So that's all I got for today. This is what I wanted to say. If you got a great idea or you just like this podcast or you think it's stupid or whatever, I would absolutely love it if you went out to iTunes and you made a 5-star review and you know, you just said something. I pay attention to every single one of those, and it really means a lot to me. It's a great way to pay back and say, hey, you know, thanks for taking the time to put together this content. That's all I got. I'm already at 26 minutes and 35 seconds. So I'm going to let you go. Have a great day. Sell lots of insurance. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Insurance.